views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well, good afternoon, Vashon people. Man, it is great to be with you guys again. Let's see, 2 weeks ago, I was broadcasting from Puerto Vallarta on a seven-day cruise. It was wonderful to get out, get some sunshine, and get back into some warm weather and get some good Mexican food. And that was great. But then I get back, and wouldn't you know, I caught this crud that's been going around, this nasty flu. And I don't know how many of you have gotten it, but it's been nasty. It's been upper respiratory, coughing up all sorts of stuff, and just being tired and sluggish. And thank God it has moved on. But I'll tell you what, if you do have it, somebody gave me a really good tip here, and that was oregano oil capsules. And then to take it a step further, somebody said, yeah, but down at, I keep wanting to call the place McMenamin's, but it's not McMenamin's, that's in Tacoma. The coffee place down here, you can get the actual oregano oil and do the drops yourself, but it really helps clean out the lungs, and it's still coughing up some of that stuff, but at least I feel a lot better, and I'm back to work over here on the island. I was almost down for a whole week, so I couldn't go over to Vashon Youth and Family Services and do what I love most, and that is helping people over there with recovery. And as you know, this show is called Adventures in Recovery. Being a person myself in long-term recovery, once again, Tom Walston here, the host of Adventures in Recovery. On the Voice of Vashon every Tuesday at 1:30. A lot of times I have some interesting guests with me, but today it's all me, myself, and I. I get to just share with you some stuff that's going on. In fact, there are some interesting things going on Vashon. The first thing today, sunshine! It's a beautiful day here, and spring starts officially, what is it, this Thursday? I know it's just a couple of days away. But yeah, spring is going to be here, folks. We've been waiting for it, and it is just around the corner. But you know what's around the corner actually tonight here on Vashon? You know, there's been a lot of talk about the need for more housing on the island, and there's no question that that is definitely a need. And tonight is the Vashon Housing Forum. So if you have some opinions or if you have some questions or if you have some concerns, why don't you just plan on showing up tonight? It's going to be at Vashon Center for the Arts, and that is today, Tuesday, March 18th. And the program is going to be going from 5 until 7 this evening. So, you know, as they say, be a part of the solution. Show up. Support locally grown affordable housing. Yeah. And you're going to be seeing some familiar faces up there and some people connected with Voice of Vashon. And so, yeah, check it out. That's the Vashon Housing Forum tonight at the Vashon Center for the Arts. That's from 5 until 7. You might want to, they might want to pre-register so they know how many people are going to be there, but just pull up the website. And if you need to pre-register on there, then go ahead and do it. Otherwise, I always just say, just show up. And being that it's spring is around the corner, you know what else that means? Tax time is coming up. And how many people need help with their taxes? I think pretty much just about everybody. unless you work for H&R Block or unless you're an accountant. But hey, there's free tax help that is going to be presented by the United Way. And it's going to be free individualized tax preparation assistance. And this is going to be provided by trained United Way volunteers. So there's no age or no income limits. It's a drop-in service. No need to register ahead of time. But that's going to be coming up Friday, April 11th. So that gives you a lot of time to get all your paperwork, all your documents, all the stuff you're going to need to put it together. Friday, April 11th. And that's going to be at the Vashon Library, 11 a.m. Tax help, and it's free. So, you know, if you need some little assistance or support in that area, feel free to just show up and get some advice and get some help with that. So, speaking of recovery, and we always mention recovery shows up in a lot of different ways. Doesn't necessarily have to be a substance. It could be a behavior. It could be whatever you say it is. Whatever you want to have some positive growth or some changes in your life, that's recovery. You know, I happen to be the face of a person that's in long-term recovery from drugs and alcohol. But that's just me. And one of my missions is to help eliminate the stigma around people in recovery. You know, people in recovery or that used to have a issue with drugs and or alcohol, could be your next door neighbor, could be your doctor, could be your policeman, could be anybody, you know. But I'll tell you what, a lot of us have made the choice to have a better life. So I've gone from bartending for over 20 years to a couple of other vocations, and now going back to college and actually having the privilege of being a drug and alcohol counselor for the last, actually going on 18 years now. So, you know, change is right around the corner. So I get to help and assist other people on their path of recovery. So if you do have an issue with drugs or alcohol, feel free to, you know, give us a call at Vashon Youth and Family Services and come in and have a chat with me, or come in for an assessment if you need to. And if you need help with getting state insurance, you know, we can even help you with that too. So, you know, there's a lot of different needs that we will help you address here in Vashon. And I'm always impressed with the huge variety of social services that are available to folks here on Vashon. Ever since the first time I ever stepped foot on Vashon, I always got the vibe that it's kind of a healing vortex here, and it truly is in a number of ways. We've got a real wide range of types of people here, and everybody just seems to get along pretty well. So speaking of recovery, another organization is called Recovery Beyond. And just it wasn't too long ago that I had the privilege of having a guest on my radio show here that was a former resident of Vashon. And if you look at the archives of previous shows, you'll be able to hear his testimony and his story. Ended up becoming a heroin addict and getting into a lot of trouble when he moved into Seattle and started committing crimes all over the place. And he was approached by somebody with an organization called Recovery Beyond. And there's a couple of other recovery organizations that helped him get through his legal problems, get him into recovery, and has a whole new life helping other people right now. But I'm circling back to Recovery Beyond because that's another organization that it puts together events that have kind of a social opportunity for people in recovery to get together with other like-minded people. And coming up on March 23rd, if you want to hear more about what they're all about, they're having their spring kickoff and community celebration. It's not going to be on Vashon. It's going to be in Seattle. But It's going to be at the Bethany Community Learning Center, and that's at 605 Southwest 108th Street in Seattle. March 23rd, that's just coming up this coming weekend. It's going to go from 12:30 to 3:30. If you want to know more about it, you can RSVP to attend. Just look up Recovery Beyond, Google it, and it'll take you right to the right spot. So, going on a theme of recovery, do you know actually how many support groups there are on the island here every single week? There's Al-Anon, there's speaker meetings, there's meetings that go on the Vashon Lutheran Church, there's 12-step meetings that are Zoom meetings that you can attend at either specific times, or some of them just go around the clock. But speaker meetings, Wednesday at the Vashon Presbyterian Church. There's meetings at the Methodist Church. There's meetings at, they're all over the place. And if you want a current schedule, I keep a whole stack of them at VOIFS, Vashon Youth and Family Services. There's a whole stack of them. I just printed a bunch on bright yellow paper, so you can't miss them. But if you even want to just hang out with other like-minded people that are in recovery, then go check it out. The only requirement for a 12-step meeting is a desire to stop whatever that substance is. If it's alcohol, it's alcohol. If it's the kind of substance or drugs, other drugs, I say other drugs because alcohol is actually, it's a drug too. It's a mind-altering substance. It's just comes in liquid form. That's the only difference. And it's easily a lot more easily attainable, and it's legal. So, but it's a killer. It can kill a lot of us too. So, a couple of things I wanted to talk about today was how many of you have ever read a book by a gentleman named Don Miguel Ruiz? It's called The Four Agreements. The book is readily available, like anything else, through Amazon. But it's also available at our little Vashon, not little, but our Vashon library here, which has extensive, extensive titles. So I'm going to go over with you basically what the four agreements are. They're very simple, but the book goes into more detail on how you can incorporate these into your life. Okay, the four agreements. Number one, be impeccable with your word. You got it? Be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of nothing but truth and love. Okay? That's agreement number one. Be impeccable with your word. Agreement number two, do not take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and the actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Make sense? So once again, don't take anything personally. Number three, do not make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. So once again, don't make assumptions. And the fourth agreement, always, always do your best. And your best is going to change from moment to moment. It'll be different when you're healthy as to, as opposed to being sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. So if there's one thing that I could share with you today that's very powerful, and it's these four agreements. And this is a book that I have gone back to time and time again for a refresher course. Just like you, I'm human too, and I need a refresher course in life once in a while to keep me on track and to keep me on my focus and to remind me what my true values are. So, I want to share something kind of fun with you today that not only has this book that I mentioned called The Four Agreements the capability of being extremely inspirational to you, but how about the value of music? Music can be so healing. Music can be uplifting. It can be transformative. It can be spiritual. It can be energetic. Makes us move. Makes us think. Makes us smile. Makes us cry. So I'm going to treat you all to one of my favorite artists, just because I love the arrangements that he puts together. And for a lot of you, it's kind of old school, but the message is still the same. And we can adapt the lyrics to a lot of different songs, to a lot of different situations in our lives. You might hear a song and you might flash on a particular incident or a particular experience or a particular celebration or a particular mourning or a particular relationship or a particular individual. So the song I want to share with you is a song that some of you may or may not be familiar with the artist's name. His name is Barry White. And back in the 70s and 80s, he had a really full sound with an orchestra that he was in charge of called Barry White's Love Unlimited Orchestra. This man would basically just sing about love in a lot of different ways. But in the particular way that I'm going to share with you right now, this reflects on a love that I have of a value in my life. And when I hear the words to the song, and I'm going to share it with you in just a second, what I think about is the value of the recovery in my life. Because recovery, for me, has put me on a whole new path in my life. Has given me a new attitude, an attitude of gratitude. And when you hear the song, I want you to think about gratitude and apply it to whatever you are currently sharing or would like to be sharing in your life. All right? Here we go.
Yeah.
So what's your first, what's your last, and what's your everything? That's Barry White. I'll tell you what, this guy goes on and on and on and on and on, and some of my favorite music comes from that era, back in the 70s, back in the 80s, and some of the 90s, well, a lot of the 80s were a little blurry for me, if you know what I'm saying. So, but that's all different now. And I can honestly tell you that I really look forward to my Tuesdays coming here and sharing some time with you folks every Tuesday at 1:30 on The Voice of Vashon. That's KVSH, LP Vashon, your listener-supported island connection at 101.9. There are times when I'm at home and I will just pull up The Voice of Vashon website, which is, if you haven't been there, check it out. It's got a brand new look. It's a lot easier to navigate shows from the past. It's called The Archives. And there are so many talented individuals that donate their time, because everybody here at this radio station is a volunteer. None of us get paid to come up here. We do it out of passion, out of the love for the island and for our fellow residents here, and just to be able to share time with each other and, you know, do our thing. For a city the size of Vashon, an island this size of around 10,000 people, to have its own radio station with the quality of equipment and the talent they have here, we are really, really lucky. So I just want to share that with you and how fortunate I feel to be a part of this whole system. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. So anyway, pick a song. Pick a song that you find speaks to you. Pick a song that you find inspirational. And it might just be something that makes you want to move, makes you want to dance, makes you want to have a little romance. A sunny day on Vashon. So ask yourself the question that I always like to share with you. Who did you help today? Who did you help today? Doesn't have to be complicated. And the day is only half over. So if you haven't helped anybody else today, you got a whole another 12 hours left of today. So what can we do to make this world just a little better place for our neighbors? You don't have to search too far to find an answer to that. Maybe it's nothing more than a smile. As cliche as it sounds, a smile is just a frown turned upside down. So, once again, a reminder tonight, if you want to do what you can do to contribute to the housing issue on the island, show up from 5 to 7 at the Vashon Center for the Arts this evening for the Vashon Housing Forum. I know you're going to see Amy Dreyer there and some other familiar faces and voices from Voice of Vashon. So check it out. There just might be something that you can offer to help somebody else. Tom Walston, once again, expressing gratitude to all of you for always making my island experience a positive one. And enjoy the sunshine today. Can you promise me that? Do what you can do to make this day a little better day for you and maybe just for somebody else as well. So until next Tuesday at 1:30, I'll look forward to being with you again.